Welcome to Lipstick Bitties, a beauty podcast. I'm your host, Atlanta makeup artist and content creator, Rachel Rose Mazza. I created this podcast to have unfiltered conversations about all things beauty. We're chilling with my friends and colleagues from all over the world in all different walks of life. This goes way beyond the glossy facade of social media. Sometimes we don't get to know the personalities behind the people who create with their heart and soul. I'm talking to everyone from pro makeup artists to beauty enthusiasts, from influencers to entrepreneurs, and everyone in between. Lipstick Bitties is a community we're building that is truly interactive with you listeners. So if you're someone who wants to learn some shit, get inspired, and have a good ass time, this podcast is for you. Who are the faces behind the faces? Keep listening to find out. Hello, biddies. Welcome back to the Lipstick Bitties podcast. Welcome to all you new biddies that I've connected with recently. Welcome back to all of the beautiful biddies in this community that I get to connect with on the daily. It is your host, Rachel, here. My pronouns are she, her, and we're just going to jump right into this. So today's episode is actually going to be a sneak peek of our January patron-only bonus episode. What the fuck is that, you may ask? Well, our Patreon is a subscription-based service that you can sign up for to support me as a creator as I build this podcast community, all the amazing things that we do together, like meetups, like the one that we recently had that was public to all. The Patreon supporters really have helped this podcast grow. So by subscribing to the Patreon, it is less than the price of a lipstick. At $5 a month, you have access to monthly bonus episodes, merch perks, which includes really, really cute stickers that are for patron only. You also get a handwritten bonus note and a podcast shout out for the month after you join. So that being said, welcome to our new patrons this month: Jillian at J Ocasio Beauty, Naima, who is actually someone that I met at our most recent meetup, at Made Up by Naima, N-A-E-E-M-A, and Christina at Christina Vita _ artistry. Thank you so much, you all, for joining the Patreon. So make sure to go to the show notes, check it out. There are a few different tiers. Each tier has expanded benefits, including merch perks at each tier. The $10 tier also has monthly meetups, and the tier above it has makeup classes. So there is something for everybody, and the lowest one gets you these amazing solo bonus episodes where I give you guys the juicy, juicy, juicy tea. So as a reminder, the best way to spread the word about this podcast is to rate, review, and subscribe. Make sure to tag me in your posts with something that you learned or you loved with this podcast. And I'm happy to always repost your shit. I fucking love you all. This is a community and it's very interactive. So if you have any ideas for upcoming episodes, upcoming guests that you'd like to hear from, please always let me know. And season two will be airing in February. As you may know, I did have the loss of my sweet, sweet guinea pig, my best friend Nugget. He passed away in December. So it's been a while and I'm getting back into things. And I appreciate you all for being so loving and so supportive and so patient with me as I've taken more time than expected to get back rolling with this. So make sure to pay attention to the Instagram for the official date of the premiere of season two of Lipstick Bitties. We have incredible interviews from the makeup show, which included Danessa Myricks, Yvonne McGinnis, James Vincent, like all really cool people. I have an episode coming up for you with Melanie Mills, with Erin Chaney, who is a film makeup artist, which you guys have been asking about so much. And Erin is an Atlanta makeup artist, so we actually did it in-house. It was so much fun. And also Jen Wood, who is an amazing TikTok content creator and makeup enthusiast. Her platform is all about cruelty-free beauty, which I'm all about. And so those are the episodes that we have coming up for you in season two. Also, if you saw, I launched my Would You Rather cards. So make sure to check out the Would You Rather cards and all of the merch at the merch store, lipstickbitties.com. Everything, as always, is in the show notes for you guys to reference. And let's get into the preview of the episode. This is about 10 minutes long, and the full episode is about a half hour. And this episode is all about 2022 goals, vision boards, and journaling. So the one that you're going to hear in this preview is going to be one of the journal prompts as well as your intro, and the full episode actually has 7 more journal prompts. So you're definitely going to want to sign up for the Patreon so that you get full access to this episode. Grab a pen and paper, grab a drink if you'd like, grab a coffee, grab your cat, and enjoy. So the other thing that I like to do every morning, which I've spoken about in previous episode, is journaling. One thing that really has helped me get into a better mindset is specifically gratitude journaling. And literally, gratitude journaling is just writing down things that you're thankful for. So it could be simple. It could be simple as, I'm thankful for the food in my fridge. I'm thankful for having a beautiful apartment to sit in. I'm thankful for having gas in my car this morning so I don't have to stop at the gas station on the way out to work. It could be something that someone maybe did for you that day. I'm so thankful that my mom called me today. I'm so thankful for the relationship that I have with my friends. I'm so thankful for this person who DM'd me and told me that the podcast episode that I did last week was really important to them and really helped them with their career. So you can really go down and be specific as you want or broad, but doing this every single day, first thing in the morning preferably, can really set your day off on a high note and in a space of positivity versus negativity. And I find that the mornings that I do this gratitude journaling, I'm able to let things roll off my back a little bit more easily. I know a lot of you probably live in New York City, how easy it is to get people to test you. And like, I cannot tell you how much more of a calm human being I am now that I have like fucking gratitude journaling under my belt. And one other thing that I do while I gratitude journal, I usually burn some Palo Santo, maybe some incense. I play some relaxing music, you know, kind of like set the tone for yourself. If you drink coffee or tea in the morning, take an extra like, you know, 15 minutes and wake up 15 minutes early so that you're able to do these things. If you have a family, wake up before your kids wake up. You know, these things will definitely help you in the long run. And it's just like anything, like going to the gym, you know, you can't expect to see results overnight. You have to be consistent with it in order to see the results that you want. So that's one thing that I've really, really focused on last year and am continuing to try to make a part of my everyday routine. So that being said, when we get into journaling, we can even do journaling as a form of goal setting. So I came up with a couple journal prompts that I'm going to share with you all. So make sure you grab a pen and paper, and I'll let you grab a pen and paper while I'm still talking. But these journal prompts are going to be things that are specific to goal setting for you for this year. They're pretty open-ended, so you can take your time, like really take your time, you guys, and see how much you can write. I'm the kind of person, once I start writing, like it'll just come. But like, you know, if you get stuck, just like keep at it, you know, really try to really like focus on it and really try to commit to it and take the time to complete it, because I promise you, you'll feel really good after you do. So I hope you have a pen and paper ready. I'm going to give you a couple of journal prompts that I think are really great to kind of start out your goal setting for this year. One thing that you want to do, and that I wanted to do when I made these, is start off kind of with reflection about last year and things like that. So like I just mentioned, gratitude journaling. The first prompt that I want you guys to use is, I am thankful in 2021 that ... So that's the first journal prompt. I am thankful in 2021 that. So you can write down things that you accomplished. Maybe I am thankful in 2021 that I was able to go to the makeup show and do interview with Lipstick Bitties. I am thankful in 2021 that I moved into a 2-bedroom apartment of my dreams so that I can compartmentalize my work and have the space to be creative. You know, not just listing them, but really like going into the why that you're thankful also helps you kind of like be more open-ended with your things. I'm so thankful in 2021 that I have really cultivated my friendships here in Atlanta because I was nervous at the beginning of the year that I really wasn't going to acclimate. I'm thankful in 2021 that the pandemic has, you know, really shown me people who care about me and want to really foster relationships. So those are the kind of things that I want you guys to think about. So that's the first journal prompt. And that, biddies, concludes the sneak peek. Make sure to sign up for the Patreon because this episode is amazing. I have 7 more journal prompts for you, as well as advice about getting to your vision boards and setting your goals. And not only when you sign up, you have access to this episode, you have access to all past recordings of all bonus episodes at whichever tier you're on in your archive. So I cannot wait to see you all on the Patreon, and we will see you soon.